Parts of the country along the coast have been battered this year by Mother Nature, and a new study from the Midwest Economic Policy Institute warns that the threat of climate change extends much further inland and could wreak havoc on transportation and infrastructure systems across the Midwest. Study author Mary Craighead says policymakers need to understand the potential costs and consequences of climate change, and adds they need to be proactive to protect communities and the economy. Her report says the average air temperature has increased by more than 4 degrees since the 1980s, and there's been a 27% increase in the number of days of very heavy rain since the 1950s.
The higher temperatures and the stronger storms can reduce the lifespan of roads and bridges. They can cause railways to buckle. Flooding, obviously, is a huge issue that can impact the flow of traffic, the flow of freight, which would impact our economy.
Flooding's a key issue because there's been a steady reduction in ice coverage on the Great Lakes and more frequent freeze-thaw cycles. Craighead says there have been more electricity outages and adds the Midwest is a net distributor of electricity to other regions. Floods, high winds, ice, snow, and storms can damage facilities and above-ground transmission lines. The study recommends limiting development in low-lying areas that have already experienced storm-related damage and updating heat and rainfall standards used in the project design phase.
It's just going to keep getting worse, so it's time that we really need to stop debating it and start actually taking action and planning for it in the future so that we don't have to deal with the ramifications after the fact. We can actually plan for it ahead of time.
The study says national infrastructure needs are expected to top $2 trillion by 2025. It notes the State Departments of Transportation in Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, and Minnesota have all pursued asset management programs to address climate change and assess vulnerabilities. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.